This is Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omni Radio News, I am Romeo Togba, First Deadlines. Today, Friday, is National Fast and Prayer Day and has been observed as a national holiday. President Ellen Johnson said he accepts the resignation of Justice Minister Councillor Benedict Sano. And Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto says he forgives the evil minds behind the case brought against him at the International Criminal Court. Those were the headlines. Now for the news in detail. Today, Friday, is National Fast and Prayer Day and has been observed throughout the country as a national holiday. According to a foreign ministry release, the day is to be observed as a day of supplication, prayer, fasting, and meditation so that the country's efforts as a nation and people may be crowned with great achievements to the common cause of the nation, the state, and its humanity. President Ellen Johnson said his proclamation further calls on all prelates, priests, elders, deacons, evangelists, and imams, as well as all residents, regardless of religious creed, to gather with one accord in their places of worship across the country in simple and non-costly clothes to fast, pray, and meditate from 8 o'clock in the morning. The release says all public offices and business houses, as well as marketplaces, are to remain closed during the observance, while all citizens and residents will cease from their usual occupations in recognition of God's love and guidance. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has received and accepted the resignation of Justice Minister Councillor Benedict Sano. According to an executive mansion release, President Sirleaf expressed appreciation to Councillor Sano for his extraordinary legal talent exhibited in the performance of his duties as Justice Minister and Attorney General of Liberia. She has also urged Councillor Sano to remain available to serve his country in other capacities as the need may arise. Meanwhile, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has requested the Deputy Minister for Administration and Public Safety at the Ministry of Justice, Councillor Wetonio Dixon Bounds, to act as minister until a successor is named. Liberia's Deputy Minister for Press and Public Affairs at the Ministry of Information, Cultural Affairs and Tourism says plans are on course for the government to take full charge of security as OMIU scales down operations in the country. Attorney Isaac Jackson was speaking Thursday at a town hall meeting in Fishtown, Rivergi County. The meeting was convened to announce the imminent closure of the UN Field Office in the county. Mr. Jackson said the security situation in Liberia had been carefully assessed and a comprehensive plan developed to address any gaps.
Aware that OMIU have been here close to 12+ years, the government knew that one day OMIU will certainly depart. And bearing that in mind, the government did a gap analysis of the national security situation. And following the gap analysis, we developed a thorough, comprehensive security transitional plan. We may not be able to match OMIU man for man, but we are prepared. We'll be able to do the gap analysis. And in keeping with the national security transitional plan, we should be able to take care of security situation in the country. Government is adequately prepared to doing that.
Liberia's Deputy Minister for Public Affairs at the Ministry of Information, Anthony Isaac Jackson. The town hall meeting in Fishtown was also attended by the Assistant Minister for Administration and Public Safety at the Ministry of Justice, Frederick Bemi, and OMIU Force Commander, Lieutenant General Salihu Uba. Vice President Joseph Boakai has met with the Deputy President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, at Parliament Building in Cape Town. A dispatch from Cape Town said details of the talks were not immediately released, but they were centered on issues of mutual interest to both countries. Vice President Boakai, at the head of a 5-member delegation, is in South Africa to hold discussion on increased support to Liberia's Agenda for Transformation, a program of the government that focuses on addressing the socio-economic needs of the nation and its people. Vice President Boakai is also expected to meet with members of the South African business community at an investment forum. Foreign Minister Marjane Kamara has called on Liberians to engage in a genuine national effort to transform the country through the implementation of the 17 goals of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. She made a call in remarks after President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf conferred upon her the Liberian distinction with the grade of Dean Great Bend in the Humane Order of African Redemption at the Foreign Ministry in Monrovia. Prior to the convocation for the conferral of the distinction upon Minister Kamara, she and 13 other officials of government were commissioned by the Liberian leader as they take on new assignments in and out of the country. Ambassador Kamara added that these agendas hold the promise of reducing the disparities and inequalities which create fragile grounds for strife and conflict in societies. She called on Liberians to preserve their cherished peace and pay keen attention to the country's security. She noted that though the government has made remarkable gains to improve the well-being of its citizens, more needs to be done to alleviate poverty among Liberians. The Coalition of Caregivers and Advocates for the Elderly, in collaboration with the Diabetes Center of Liberia, on Thursday, April 7, commemorated World Health Day. The program was held at the St. Peter Lutheran Church under the theme, Diabetes Scale Up Preventives, Strengthen Care, and Enhance Surveillance. The consultant at the Coalition of Caregivers and Advocates for the Elderly, Samuel Slewion, said they are working with the Diabetes Center in Liberia to launch a one-month screening for older people to identify other sicknesses. The president of the coalition, Reverend Anna Kwan, added that the organization will not only be situated in Monserrato, but will spread its operations across the country to meet the needs of the elderly. Orange Group, through its subsidiary, Orange Côte d'Ivoire, has bought 100% of Liberia's cell phone operator, Celcom. A statement on Wednesday said the acquisition is part of Orange Côte d'Ivoire's development strategy to accelerate growth by entering new emerging markets with high potential. The mobile telecommunication operator in Côte d'Ivoire said it will provide marketing enterprise, technical and commercial network to the Liberian operator to contribute to economic growth in the neighboring country. The news is coming to you from Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has said he forgives the evil minds behind the case brought against him at the International Criminal Court, which was dismissed earlier this week. For the details of this and other stories, let's join Seyi Tikwa.
Deputy President William Ruto's offer of forgiveness to witnesses in the case is unlikely to appease ICC prosecutors. The prosecution said its case against Mr. Ruto was undermined because of witnesses being bribed and intimidated throughout the trial. In his address, Mr. Ruto said the government will not rest until every victim of the violence after the 2007 elections have been compensated. Rights groups have complained that the government has not done enough for those affected. About 500,000 people were displaced. Mr. Ruto made no reference to establishing who was responsible for the violence and left without answering any questions. UNILAC, the acronym by which the University of Lagos is known, is trending in Nigeria after the management decided to close down the institution. It took this decision on Thursday after protests by students complaining about a poor supply of water and electricity on campus. The BBC says such immunities had deteriorated because of the scarcity of fuel, with many institutions having to rely on generators because of the poor electricity supply. And a second group of deported migrants has arrived by ferry in Turkey from Greece as part of EU deal to reduce the numbers reaching Europe. BBC's Sophie Long reports.
Well, just after dawn this morning, four buses arrived here at the port at Mytilene carrying 45 Pakistani men. They arrived here at the port to a small but very noisy protest. They boarded a ferry that was waiting here for them calmly, each of them accompanied by an officer from the EU border agency. But just before that ferry was preparing to leave the dock here, three protesters jumped into the water and swam around in front of it, delaying its departure by a few minutes until the Coast Guard could take the people out of the water. That boat is now en route to Turkey. We understand that a second boat will leave the port here at Mytilene later this morning, carrying a further 100 migrants. They'll be brought to Lesbos from other Greek islands of Samos and Kos.
BBC Sophie Long, ending that. on the foreign news. To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Today, Friday, is National Fast and Prayer Day in Liberia. It has been observed throughout the country as a national holiday. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has received and accepted the resignation of Justice Minister Councillor Benedict Sano. And Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has said he forgives the evil minds behind the case brought against him at the International Criminal Court, which was dismissed earlier this week. That's the Army Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIO, you can log on to www.omio.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omio2003, or twitter/omio news. I'm Romeo Togba. Good afternoon.